Middle East on the brink, North Korea on the brink, Iran increasing its aggression, elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Healthcare and housing can no longer be divorced. After all, what's more fundamental to a person's well-being than a roof over their head? Doctors should be able to write prescriptions for housing the same way they do for insulin and antibiotics. Why not? That's the aim of CalAIM, transforming our Medi-Cal system as we know it, and we backed it up with a $695 million budget request to make it real this year.
Just when you thought it couldn't get crazier, just when you thought Bernie was as far left as you could ever see on the American political stage, you wake up and it gets worse. There's the governor of California saying that doctors should be able to prescribe housing like medication, as though we owe them a 3-2 in the suburbs. Take a filthy, crack-addicted vermin in the street and give him a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in the suburbs. Eh, Gavin? How's that going to work? Who's going to take care of them in that house, Gavin? Well, I see you're going to give them the crack pipe, the matches, and then you're going to provide care for them in their house, Gavin? And who's paying for that? You know, there comes a point when the insanity reaches such a level that the people have to speak out. And I'm going to speak out once again, and I'm going to say once and for all what I think needs to be done with the homeless situation in the United States of America. And that is reopen and build new state-run mental hospitals. Because without civility, there is no civil society. Forcibly remove them from the streets. Burn their tents. Put them into mental hospitals. If they can't take care of themselves, a civil society must take care of them. You don't ask a crazy person what they'd like for breakfast as they're trying to hit you with an axe in the head. You know, they have a thing called navigation centers in the sick city of San Francisco where they put homeless bums, drug addicts, violent criminals hiding in the homeless population in communities with people trying to go to work, make a living, rent an apartment. One of them stabbed two women in the back last week on the Embarcadero in San Francisco. It was hushed up immediately by the vermin who run the newspapers. The same day the vermin who run the newspapers hushed up the fact that Kate Steinle's killer, the illegal alien who had been deported numerous times, just walked from both charges. Not only killing her was thrown out, but using a gun that was stolen was thrown out. They took a long-haired, psychopathic, left-wing, Trotskyite lawyer from Broadway in San Francisco who shopped it to an equally sick judge, and Kate Steinle's killer walked away smiling in San Francisco. So far left California has just gotten crazier. And he now is proposing a $700 million budget request for housing for illegal aliens. Now, if you read it carefully, as I have done, Newsom goes on to say the effectiveness of all of this hinges on an individual. Well, why don't you play sound bite number two? Let the people hear themselves.
In order to get the job done, we've got to match this new money with a new legal obligation to address the crisis head on. Requiring that any new funding isn't replacing existing spending, but creating new solutions. Some have recommended a legal right to shelter.
Right on.
I know it's a provocative idea, which
right
has
on.
Forced
all
the
power
state
to
explore
people.
The limits of what local governments can be compelled to do. But right now,
compelled
our imperative,
to do?
I believe, must be about bringing governments together as working partners, not sparring partners in a court of law.
What does that mean, Gavin? What does that mean? You're not going to force the counties to take care of bums all over the state? You're not going to take people and force them to fund housing for bums? He goes on now and demands that Trump help him solve the problem in California. Listen to O3.
Now, look, I'm not naive. Not one city, not one county, not even one state can shoulder this responsibility alone. This is a national crisis.
Oh, I
federal
see.
Federal decision-making contributed to this moment.
No,
and
no,
our federal
no,
government
no.
has an obligation to match
no,
its
no.
rhetoric with
no,
specific,
it
constructive,
no,
and deliverable results. California has and will continue to extend its hand of partnership to Washington, seeking to jointly address this issue. Honestly, this partnership should be a given.
You mean we should give more money? More federal money should go to California, which already has 50% of all of the filthy bums in the whole country? Why do you think California is a magnet for the sickest and most drug addicted in the nation? Why? If you put honey out, what is attracted to the honey mound? Ants. If you put out social services, if you give out free needles, if you don't arrest psychotic bums in the streets, where do you think they're going to go, Gavin? When are you going to wake up and understand that tough love is the only thing that really works with some people? Well, he'll never wake up. In fact, he is to the left of Bernie Sanders. So I'm going to ask the people listening to this show across America and in California, should states force so-called homeless people into state-run mental hospitals? Without civility, there is no civil society. Is that a radical idea? Is it a radical idea to give the police the power to take first the violent ones off the streets against their will, arrest them, and bring them to facilities where they can get the care that they desperately are screaming for? Tell me what's wrong with that. Can anyone tell me the tragedy of taking the bums off the streets? We have a crisis in California and in America. The Democrat-controlled state of California, the one-party system, has now made California the number one homeless magnet in the country. While the rest of the country experienced a combined decrease in homelessness in 2019, significant increases in homelessness in California, particularly California and Oregon, two of the most psychotically liberal states in the world, caused an increase in homelessness of a great amount, HUD said in a statement. 29 states and the District of Columbia reported declines in homelessness between 2018 and 2019, while 21 states reported increases in the number of persons experiencing homelessness. Now, to me, there's a misnomer here, the word homeless. That's an invention of the Marxist left. That implies that everyone on earth is entitled to a home. No, you're not entitled to a home. I'm a real believer in a state or a federal government taking care of the needy, but not those who purposely destroy their will to live and their ability to take care of themselves. You shoot up drugs, you use drugs, and you want me to wipe your behind for you and give you a house? Are you joking? Have you seen what these bums do to houses that they are given? I'm a former social worker. I see what they do. I know what they do. They're driving most of the small businesses out of the city of San Francisco, which, by the way, is what the big business orientation oriented people want in San Francisco. They don't want local businesses. They don't want the local businesses there. They want to drive the local restaurants out. The local storekeepers are being driven out. Do you know that bums go into grocery stores and restaurants and take what they want? and the police can't arrest him because of Gavin Newsom's weak laws. Do you know that? Does he not understand what he's talking about? And now he has the nerve to reach out and say Washington should be his partner in giving more money to this nonsense? Have you been in the streets of San Francisco? Let's listen to clip five, and you'll hear what's really going on as it seeps out of Mr. Newsom's speech in 05.
And there's nothing just as well about sidewalks and street corners that aren't safe and clean for everybody.
Thank you.
The problem has persisted for decades, caused by massive failures in our mental health system, disinvestment in our social safety net.
Oh, that's harsh.
Exacerbated by widening income inequality.
Oh, stop it. I can't listen to this liberal garbage. We didn't disinvest in our social safety nets. We threw hundreds of billions of dollars at it, most of which was stolen by politicians like the Democrats running California. Stolen. Don't talk about failures in our mental health system. Don't talk about income inequality. That means nothing. Tell that to the guy working three jobs. How come you don't see too many illegal aliens living in the gutter? How come you almost never see illegal immigrants living in the gutter? Why? Because they work their hearts out. They have pride. They have self-respect. I don't know when I've last seen a Mexican in the gutter or someone from El Salvador or Guatemala. I don't see them in the gutter. Most of them work two, three jobs. These are wastrels. These are the leftovers of society. These are the extras on life's stage. These are the people who are wrecking our cities and destroying our will to even go to a city. And it's time somebody stood up to this homeless garbage and stood up to the homeless lobbyists who are frontmen for the gangsters making fortunes off the so-called homeless problem and say it is time to reopen mental hospitals, time to build new ones, and against their will, take them off the streets. Remove those disgusting typhus-ridden tent cities, because eventually we're going to have the plague recur in this country. It's already happened in L.A., by the way. If you study the history of the Black Plague, you'll understand what happened when the fleas on the rats started to jump off the rats onto people and spread the typhus bacillus. And then you'll understand what is happening in this country. But it's not going to change until one of these Politburo members is either hurt by a bum or one of his family members, God forbid, is hurt by a bum, stabbed in the back with a screwdriver or shot like Kate Steinle in the head and then see the bum walk out laughing from the courtroom. Only when one of the members of the Politburo are affected by these bums directly would you see a change. But that's unlikely to happen because they live in gated communities. They ride around in bulletproof limousines. They have bodyguards and they tell you how to live and they'll give you more money. I'm having to ask you again. I'm asking you again. If you put honey out in a field, won't you attract the ants? So Newsom has increased the honey in the state of California. Free needles for the junkies. I can go down the list. There's even more than free needles. You want to hear another one? You really want to get your blood boiling? Listen to clip seven. Listen to this one.
In the working parent with more money in her pocket, thanks to expanded paid family leave.
Right on.
$1,000 family tax credit and lower costs due to tax-free diapers and tampons.
No condoms, Gavin? You know, he's very mean. You know, I think Gavin is a very mean guy. He's only giving out tax-free diapers and tampons. Why not tax-free condoms? I mean, I don't understand why you people aren't rising up that the governor is only giving out tax-free diapers and tampons and not tax-free condoms. Don't you see how mean-spirited and Republican he is? It's time to put in a real progressive in the state. Someone to the left of Gavin Newsom, like Leon Trotsky's grandson. You know, last night I was watching a show on Netflix. I can't stand the programming by and large. It's violent. And it's reached a point of boredom. But they brought in a Russian-produced show, not a documentary on Trotsky. That's unbelievable. It's a series from Russia in the Russian language, thank God, with English subtitles. I say thank God because I like all foreign language programs to be in the foreign language, and I'd rather read the subtitles and listen to the original actors. The guy who plays Trotsky is very compelling, and I tweeted that Bernie Sanders is a classic Trotskyite. People say Marxist. They don't quite understand that he's not. That's easy. That's communism 101. No, he's not a Marxist. He's far worse than Karl Marx. He is a Trotskyite. And I recommend you study what that means. The Trotskyite Sanders has three homes. You can see them on my Twitter feed, which is at Michael Savage. By the way, we went up 30,000 new followers in just two or three days. Remember, many people have many more followers than I because they buy their followers. No matter what they'll tell you, they bought followers. They've been hammering the followers. I decided to ask you to join Twitter so you could follow me. We got 30,000 followers in just a few days, new ones in just a few days. But I posted this last night, and I got a lot of people responding. I said, Democratic Socialist? There is no such thing. They are communists. Read the history of the Soviet communist movement. These are all enemies of the people. Men died in Korea and Vietnam to stop communism. Now we have Bernie, the naked Trotskyite light, running for the presidency. Only in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Let me ask you, what would you do if you knew there was a place to learn step-by-step strategies designed to help you make the right moves inside the financial markets? A place for you to develop skills that could help you generate income and build confidence towards your retirement goals. There is such a place. It's called Online Trading Academy. They know how to teach people the skills and the knowledge that can empower you to take control of your financial future so you can spend less time worrying about life and more time living it. Why don't you start by taking their free introductory class? For over 20 years and across 50 locations around the world, Online Trading Academy has been teaching people just like you skills designed to help you learn to invest with the confidence of the pros. Visit otatrade.com/savage. Visit otatrade.com/savage, and you'll get two free tickets to a class in your area and also receive their professional insider's kit with lessons from top instructors just for attending. That's otatrade.com/savage. Once again, otatrade.com/savage.
Healthcare and housing can no longer be divorced. After all, what's more fundamental to a person's well-being than a roof over their head? Doctors should be able to write prescriptions for housing the same way they do for insulin and antibiotics.
You hear the Politburo members clapping? They work in the state of California. The Politburo members clap. Who's going to pay for it, Gavin? Me? How many people do you want to leave the state? How many people want to leave the state? No, the answer to the housing crisis is reopen Napa State Mental Hospital and start by putting in all of the board of supervisors in San Francisco and the mayor, give them the medical care that they need. Then all the members of the Democrat Party in Sacramento should be forcibly put into the mental hospitals and forced to watch movies about what happened in the Soviet Union. and put on medication until they come out as human beings, functional human beings, not psychotics who believe that taxing everyone to death is the solution. Here we have a psychotic. No, he's actually not psychotic. He's just a con man, Bernie Sanders, a naked Trotskyite and a revolutionary who said at the debate that he wants minimum wage to be $15 an hour. Sounds reasonable. 15 an hour, 40 hour a week, $600 a week, 52 weeks a year is $31,200. But Bernie said he wants free health care for all. When he was asked how he'd pay for it, he said we'll raise taxes to 52% on anybody making over $29,000 a year. So if you make a certain amount of money, which is you make a certain amount of money, your minimum wage right now is $7.25 an hour. With Bernie's minimum wage raise and free health care and the taxes he wants to bring to the puzzle, you'll be making less money than you are now. Because even if you just make that amount of money that I said to you, you're going to make less money under Bernie Sanders. Do you understand these crackpots don't even understand the basics of Economics 101? They're stupid on top of being glib.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Hey, here's a question. How did you sleep last night? Did you spend the night tossing and turning, worrying? Now look, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple mattress. The founders of Purple are two brothers who have been developing cushioning technology for 30 years on things like medical beds, wheelchairs. Well, in 2016, they finally decided to use their patented comfort technology to create Purple, the world's most scientific mattress. Now, what does that mean? How is Purple different from other mattresses? Listen, the Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced. Why? Because it uses the brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It was not like the memory foam that I'm used to or you're used to. No, no. The Purple material feels unique because it's both firm and soft at the very same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable. Unlike foams, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you the zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. Okay, 100-night risk-free trial. You're not satisfied? You can return your mattress for a full refund. It's backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free at-home setup, old mattress removal. You ready? You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text SAVAGE to 84-888. The only way to get this free pillow is to do this. You ready? Text SAVAGE to 84-888. That's SAVAGE to 84-888. Text SAVAGE to 84-888. SAVAGE to 84-888. Message and data rates may apply. To ask yourself how men like Bernie Sanders, who would have been considered a seditious enemy of the state not that long ago, remember, men died in Vietnam and Korea to stop communism from spreading in those nations. And now we have a naked Trotskyite running for the presidency. And because of the complicit vermin and uneducated dolts in the media, people don't even know what he's espousing. He's espousing naked communism. There is no such thing as democratic socialism. It derives from the Communist Party of Russia. They had a social democrat wing of the party prior to the violent revolution of 1917, after which they claimed it to be the Communist Party. And Trotsky, the intellectual of them, was put in charge of the military wing of the Communist Party and oversaw the killing of millions of fellow Russians. Millions of fellow Russians were killed by them for being counter-revolutionaries. If you listen to the hateful mouth of Occasional Cortex, one of the most racist people I've ever seen speak in Congress, her hatred for white people literally pours off her ruby-colored lips. Then you have the ungrateful Ilhan Omar, who should be deported to Somalia for marrying her brother and conning America with her hatred. We need to bring back the Sedition Act. We need to bring back UAC. It's not going to happen. But what could happen is the people who have been assaulted in liberal cities like New York, San Francisco, wherever the bums have been permitted to proliferate, women are being assaulted on a daily basis by these violent thugs. Two were stabbed in the back with screwdrivers just 2 weeks ago in San Francisco by a bum who was living in some kind of navigation center on the waterfront that the stupid idiots created in San Francisco. He ran around with a screwdriver stabbing women in the back. How can the police do their job when they know who these people are even before they attack, and they can't drag them off the streets and throw them into a lockdown mental facility? Now, there is a solution. Instead of wasting billions of dollars, which is stolen by the politicians, by the way, doesn't even reach the bums, you build and you reopen, you freshen up the state mental hospitals. We have a few in the state. And you take them off the streets against their will, and or you offer them some kind of menial job, either working in the fields at a minimum wage, so like the illegal aliens do. If they're incapable of it, you give them some other menial job, sweeping the street, I don't care what it is. But you don't let them sit around smoking crack or meth and tell them that they're the downtrodden victims of an evil, racist society. But again, let me get back to the economics of Bernie for 1 minute, because I may have not made it as clear as I wanted to. Sanders wants a minimum wage of $15 an hour. That's $15 an hour, 40-hour week is $600 a week, times 52 weeks a year is $31,200 a year. That's the minimum wage he wants people to make in America. Then he wants free health care for all, like they have in Mother Cuba. When asked how to pay for it, he said, I'll raise taxes to 52% of the gross on anybody making over $29,000 a year. So let's say 52% of $31,200 is $16,000 in taxes, right? So take the $16,000 off the $31,000, and it leaves your after-tax pay of $14,976. If you divide it by 52 weeks, it's $288 a week. Divided by a 40-hour week is $7.20 an hour. The minimum wage right now is $7.25 an hour. With Trotsky-eyed Bernie's minimum wage rise and free health care, you'll actually be making less money than you are right now. This is basic economics 101, something the bartender never studied, and something that Bernie the con man apparently never studied. Now, then you get to the level of people who are much smarter than Bernie and a little less ugly than him. Movie star handsome like Gavin Newsom, who comes up with a crackpot idea that doctors should be able to write prescriptions. Who came up with this one? For housing, the same way they do for insulin and antibiotics. Well, sure, the doctors should do it. If the doctor wants to provide the housing, let the left-wing doctor go ahead and do it. I've seen what happened in science over these last 10 years. I've seen once prestigious medical journals like the New England Journal of Medicine turned into trash. Left-wing podiums for left-wing trash. Attacking guns, attacking homelessness, as though they're medical problems when they're not medical problems whatsoever. There is a solution. Reopen the mental hospitals. Take them off the streets against their will. Clean the streets up. Sanitize the streets with chlorine. You cannot let this go on much longer. You will have a typhus outbreak in the United States of America in these streets. You're having people beaten up, murdered, stabbed by these bums. It's happening in New York, San Francisco, every large population center. But the worst of all is California. And Newsom wants to be president. And he thinks the way to the presidency is to go to the left of Bernie. If you have a Trotskyite like Bernie running, what would that make him? Who does he have to become now to get attention in America? He has to go to the left of Bernie Sanders? Okay, so here's another story for you. There's a lot of other stories. The stories that you may be interested in and are not related to this. Let's see, which one might you like? Let's go to my website, because I saw one that's very alarming, because I think we're getting a two-buck chuck here on the illegal immigration thing. We're not getting real quality wine. I think we're getting two-buck chuck being sold in an expensive package. Oh, here's the headline. Trump to double H-2B guest workers for big tech. Sorry I had to say it to you, but then again, I haven't gotten the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So I'm still free to speak about the president. That's a good play on words. I haven't yet gotten the Presidential Medal of Freedom, so I'm free to talk about the president, just as some websites are still free to publish full articles about the presidency. and he should thank us for being free thinkers. Now, you're telling me that the Department of Homeland Security under Trump is going to double H-2B guest workers, double the number allowed to come in? They're going to allow more than 100,000 so-called seasonal guest workers this year, an increase of 45,000. That's part of the H-2 visa program. Do you understand what this means? They're not working in the fields. They're coming from India, and they're coming to work in the tech industry to drive American workers out so that the greedy pigs of Silicon Valley can have even more billions of dollars and not pay taxes. Can you believe this? Most of the extra workers for 2020 will come from a pool of people already qualified to be part of the H-2B visa program. H-2B visa program. Those are the Google workers. Those are the Silicon Valley workers. And this is what's going on during a Republican administration that is no different than if it was being run by the reviled Mitt Romney. In other words, if Mitt Romney said, I'm going to double the H-2B guest worker program from 45,000 to 100,000, what would you be saying? You'd be screaming bloody murder that Mitt Romney's a big government guy, he sold out, he's not a fiscal conservative, he's shafting the American worker, he's driving wages down. But if you don't see it, it's happening anyway. And that's my job. It's not easy for me to report the full news, because it steps on the toes of those who don't want to hear the full news. They want to hear half the news. And of course, we know he's better than the Marxists, right? We know he's better than the... Right. Okay, I get it. We get it all. What are the other topics? Coronavirus. Interested in that? Likely caused by illegal pangolin trade, study shows. From the Jerusalem Post, I search that every night. It's one of the main sites I go to, because it doesn't have those damn... ad blockers. I can't get on half the sites. Eliminate your ad blocker. Sign up for this. Get emails in your toilet bowl. So I don't go on those sites anymore. So I go to the Jerusalem Post. Researchers from South China Agricultural University believe the pangolin may have spread the deadly coronavirus to humans. They didn't spread it. It's the Chinese who eat everything on earth, devour everything. They eat dogs. They keep dogs in cages and beat them to death, starve them, and then cook them in pots while they're still living. Do you have any idea how violent and vicious the Chinese peasant is when it comes to animals? Do you know what they do to bears? Do you know what they do to dogs? Oh, I'm sorry. I know they're an advanced Tai Chi society. They're more superior than the Anglo world, according to the protocols of the elders of socialism. And speaking of that, by the way, isn't it interesting that the left is now saying Russia's interfering in our elections again, just when they failed at everything else? Here comes Putin as the enemy. Have you asked yourself why the vermin in the media will continue to vilify Putin and never vilify Xi of China? Can you put the pieces together? China is an outright communist dictatorship. When have you last seen a negative article or a negative statement by the idiots on the left in the media, whether it's the New York Times or CNN or MSNBC, all the know-nothings? Why do they continue to vilify Putin? And rarely, if ever, do they vilify Xi of China. Answer, Putin is a white male. Putin is a Caucasian white male. He meets all of the prerequisites for the left to hate. Xi, of course, is Asian. You can't hate an Asian, because if you hate an Asian in the media, you're considered a racist. But if you hate a Caucasian, why, that's okay. It's open season on whites to the vermin in the media. Now, if you think it's easy for me to say this to you, you're crazy. It's ugly. It sickens me to have to report how sick the Jake Tappers are in the news media. It sickens me to think that the corporations that own these news puppets pay them $7 to $12 million a year to destroy America. It sickens me that AT&T, which owns these puppets, doesn't rein them in and slap them around and threaten to take their salaries away unless they start acting like Americans instead of like propagandists. But I only run my own radio show. That's all I can do. I can't save the world. I can only save the truth one topic at a time. That's all I can do. It became too big a burden for me to try to save the world every day on this show. And something happened to me as a result after 25 years. And I don't want it to happen again. I can only save the truth one story at a time. And when I return, I will do so right here on the Savage Nation.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
I hear all this, you know, well, this is class warfare, this is whatever. No, there is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody. You built a factory out there.
Are you listening to this shrike communist?
But I want to be clear. You moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for.
Here is a low-life
wench. You hired
wench.
Workers the rest of us paid to educate.
Shut up! You got to listen
factory,
to this.
Because of police forces and fire forces that the rest of us paid for.
Are you listening to this communist shrike? Nobody in this country got rich on his own. Do you understand this is naked Bolshevism? Do you understand it's the same exact rhetoric that was used by Joseph Stalin? How many times do I have to explain to the dummies out there what this leads to? It leads to the murder of millions of people. Elizabeth Warren is no different than Bernie Sanders, another one who never created a job or a service that anyone ever needed. A dumb college girl, a dumb, stupid college teacher, trying to get away with the same bullying that she used her whole life in colleges, thinking that she could just bulldoze people into submission with her lies. Stalin was in Russia, autocratic communist leader, but Russia was still producing food for the people of Russia. Then Stalin decided that he wanted to take over food production. He didn't just do it in a cavalier fashion. He started a propaganda campaign similar to that of Elizabeth Warren by vilifying the farmers of Russia, calling them kulaks, which is a derogatory statement calling them profiteers. In Russian, it's a loose translation. Kulak means profiteer. The Elizabeth Warren of the Soviet Union, Stalin, then sent the occasional cortexes and their boyfriends from Moscow, the city dwellers, out to the farms. They threw the farmers out into the snow, taking their mattresses and shoes, and then they ran the farms, and 60 million Russians died within the next decade. That's who Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and these left-wing fanatics are. If you don't know history, you're condemned to repeat it. You're lucky for me, and lucky for you that I know history and you're listening to this show. Maybe I can save you.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Fans of the spoken word, welcome. This is a podcast. Greetings, pod recipients. You are entering the Savage Nation. Read the book. See the movie. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I thought it was a great night for Bernie Sanders. I thought it was a great night for Donald Trump. I thought it was a terrible night for the Democrats.
The truth is Bernie Sanders is on a trajectory to be the Democratic nominee.
To me, I just don't see him having any shot in a general election. I am absolutely panicked.
No one but Bernie, Stephanie. Come on. He's an anarchist. He would love to burn down the United States.
If we nominate a socialist like Bernie Sanders, we're going to lose. It'll be like George McGovern. It'll be a blowout.
Nobody just says the obvious. Bernie, you're full of it. They're just pandering to the Bernie people. And you know what? Pandering gets you nothing. It certainly doesn't get your respect.
Tom Perez needs to step down. He's a joke. He's a clown. He can't run the Democratic Party anymore. It's lost its way.
I don't see how Democrats do anything but bleed out when they put a socialist at the top of the ticket.
It is a death sentence for the party, and it will lead to Donald Trump's reelection.
The loser, as Leslie put it, are the Democrats.
They've got to get out there and say, I disagree with socialism. I believe in the markets. Right. I think he's wrong. I think he'll never get it done. And this country will never go that direction. And by the way, we'll lose 49 states.
Corbyn didn't work in England. Bernie ain't going to work in the United States. Anyone but Bernie.
You know, I'm the least mentioned and most listened to show in the history of the United States of America. None of those people will admit that yesterday's entire program was about exactly that topic. And then afterwards, they all actually mimicked what I was explaining when I said that he was the David Duke of the left. Now, where did that come from? Because the Democrat establishment in that election of 1972 feared that McGovern, the equivalent of the left-wing fanatics that are trying to take the presidency now, that McGovern would become a Goldwater of the left. And what happened? Nixon captured 60% of the national vote, 37% for McGovern. Only Massachusetts and Washington, D.C. kept McGovern for a total wipeout in the Electoral College, which Nixon won 5-20-17. That was yesterday's show. Okay, it was on my podcast yesterday. I'm the most ignored, the least mentioned, and the most listened to member of the United States media. My entire show yesterday was explaining how McGovern, the anti-war leftist, won the Dem nomination, ran against Nixon and lost 49 states. That was my show. So you should know that you're not alone in listening to the show. You're not isolated. I make sense. I know history. I'm educated, highly educated, more than highly educated, probably the most highly educated man in the history of the American media. Two master's degrees, one of which was published in a Harvard journal. Then a PhD, which was published as a book. Most PhDs are garbage and trash. People just go through them. I earned my PhD in 2.7 years, meaning 2 years, 7 months. I earned my PhD after my master's degrees, which was probably a record at UC Berkeley at the time. And it wasn't a fluff degree. It was published as a book. I'm very well educated. And I approach all of these political stories the same way I would approach an article I'm reading in a medical journal or a science journal. To me, if you don't know history and you want to comment on what's going on, you really have to understand history before you can comment. Sanders is a Trotskyite light. Never mind his nonsense lie, the con man that he's democratic socialist. There is no such thing. It's an invention. It's a construct. Again, you have to study the Russian Revolution of 1917, which I've been studying since I'm 18 years old, in order to understand who Sanders is. Then you have to know who Alexander the First, Second, and Third were. Then you have to know who Felix Dzerzhinsky was and the Bolshevik Party. Then you should study Alexander Kerensky and Vladimir Ilyich Ilyunov, known as Lenin. Then Nicholas the First, Nicholas the Second. Then know who Rasputin was, or Rasputin. Then study who Joseph Zugashvili was, known to you as Joseph Stalin, which means steel, a made-up name. His name was Joseph Zugashvili, a Bolshevik leader, who then took over Russia. Even though he was a member of an ethnic minority from the Central Asian region of Georgia, he was an effective ambassador picked by Lenin because he thought he could unite the ethnic minorities within the former Russian Empire. And after the revolution, Stalin became more powerful and eventually succeeded Lenin. And upon Lenin's death, he took over the Russian Revolution in 1924. And then, of course, you have to come to Leon Trotsky, who was born Leon Bronstein. I bet you didn't know Trotsky's real name was Bronstein, did you? Oh, yeah. He has descendants here in America, one of whom once ran the newspaper here. Leon Trotsky, a.k.a. Leon Bronstein, was one of the most evil people in the history of the world. After the revolution, he headed the Revolutionary Military Committee, which provided the military muscle for the October Revolution. He killed millions of fellow Russians, both those who were communists, who posed a threat to him and others, and those who opposed the communists were slaughtered. Now, you know, many of you are under the misimpression that you watch shows like Narcos Mexico. And I asked a friend of mine who's a combat veteran from Vietnam, who's been in combat, still has shrapnel in his body. And I asked him, how did the Mexicans become so violent that they could wipe out a whole family, kill children, infants? And he said, Michael, it's not limited to the Mexicans. He said, the Russians didn't do the same thing. And, you know, when you look at the Russian Revolution, you realize they did the same exact thing to people. How many did the Chinese kill? The ones that Jake Tapper is treading ever so lightly around. Do you know that the Chinese buried alive female babies? They buried them in sand while they were still breathing. Did you know that? Alongside the others during the so-called Cultural Revolution, they were burying girl babies in China. I know it sounds like it can't be true. I know those of you who break a hangnail here and blame it on Trump. I know those of you who think you're living in fascism, you're just stupid children. If there was real fascism, you wouldn't be here. You'd be rounded up and put into an internment camp. There is no fascism in America. The only fascism is on the horizon. It's in the form of Bernie Sanders, Occasional Cortex, Elizabeth Warren, and the other left-wing fanatics. They are the fascists in the wings. Luckily for us, America's a centrist right nation. It has been for a long time. And they will not get past the starting gate of the actual election. And now you have others waiting in the wings, like Gavin Newsom, who said doctors should be able to write prescriptions for housing like they do for medicines. He wants to go to the left of Bernie Sanders. Can you believe this? And then you have Elizabeth Warren, who had the nerve to say nobody in this country got rich on their own. Remember who she is. She's nothing but a nutcase college teacher who has gotten away with murder her whole life by threatening students if they stood up to her. I want you to listen to the whole soundbite now. I won't cut her off. I got so angry last hour. Listen to clip 18, please.
I hear all this, you know, well, this is class warfare, this is whatever. No, there is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody. You built a factory out there.
You hear the shrike?
Good for you. But I want to be clear. You moved your goods. To market on the roads market. The rest of us paid for. Yep.
You paid
you
for them?
You hired workers. The rest of us paid to educate. You were safe in your factory because
listen
of police forces and fire forces
listen
that the
this.
Rest of us paid for.
Paid? Are you listening to this psychopath? Do you understand what she's saying? That anyone who made themselves rich in this country stole it from somebody? The same way Stalin called the farmers kulaks. And then he went and had the Elizabeth Warren's, the same way it was done in Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge, mainly youth, 14 years old, like the type that killed Teresa Majors, that poor little girl in New York. He took the 13 and 14-year-olds, both in Russia, and in Cambodia, the same thing that's going on here in the streets. They literally deputized the violent street thugs, 13, 14, 15 years old. They deputized them and unleashed them on the middle class. You say it can't happen here. You say it's paranoid. That's because you don't know history. None of them promised that they would achieve this equality through violence. They all said it would be done through fairness. The same way Elizabeth Warren is saying it. Listen to her in clip 19 now.
You didn't have to worry that marauding bands would come and seize everything at your factory and hire someone to protect against this because of the work the rest of us did. Now look,
us?
You built a factory and it turned into something terrific or a great idea. God bless. Keep a big hunk of it.
Listen.
But part of the underlying social contract is you take a hunk of that and pay forward for the next kid who comes along.
Listen, you dirty witch, you. Do you think a factory owner doesn't pay taxes, you filthy witch, you? Yet I don't understand how anyone can listen to this woman and not demand she be thrown into prison for inciting violence against the builders of this nation. I don't understand why they're so silent. Why is there such silence from business people in this country? What happened to the cojones of the men of this nation that they don't jeer her off the stage. How in the world can we let these communists get away with such lies? Well, I can do what I can do on this radio show. That's all I can do. Again, it's vilifying the successful, saying that they took it from someone. As if you get the success without paying taxes. I know some very wealthy people, and they've been taxed to death. I know people worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I even know billionaires. If you ever knew how much taxes they've paid, yet they still have the hundreds of millions of billions, your hair would stand up. And where do those taxes go? They go into the hands of the corrupt politicians in America. They go up the noses of the junkies in the streets. They go into the veins of the junkies in the streets. That's where the taxes go. I'm an immigrant son. I've worked for every penny that I have. Do you know how much I've left behind in taxes? You would be sick if you heard what they take away from me. I don't know how much longer I can stay in the state of California. If I were a young man, I would leave this state. I would never stay here. But I'm not a young man. My family is here. My roots are here. My friends are here. They're not going to drive me out. I'll never leave this state. Not while I'm alive. But these people would like to drive people like me out of the state. Why don't they go after Mark Zuckerberg? Why don't they go after the owners of Google? Why don't they go after the giant billionaires, trillionaires who pay no taxes at all? How can you run a company and earn hundreds of billions of dollars and pay nothing in taxes? And we're hearing that a factory owner should be taxed to death. A small ma-and-pa yogurt shop should be taxed out of the state of California by Gavin Newsom in order to provide housing for a filthy, disgusting, dirty, degenerate, drug-addicted, filth bum. That's Gavin Newsom's solution, is to take the person who runs a little bakery and drive them out of the state of California to pay for a bum's drug use? I am so sick of this, you have no idea. I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one who is sick of these left-wing sickos, most of whom are on drugs themselves. That's why I'm telling you we need drug testing for politicians. We need to make our governors, our senators, our congresspeople pee in a cup every week in order for we the people to understand how they can get away with saying things like this. They're deranged. It makes no sense for them to talk like this. But then again, that's one man's opinion. Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. I don't know what you want to talk about. We're jammed out here. There's so many other topics. I was going to talk about CBD. What's in your CBD? You have no idea what you're putting in your body. If you really knew what was in the CBD, you wouldn't be using it unless it was certified. And by the way, it should be taken over by the government. I've said this before. Look, I was in the herbal industry. There used to be shysters in the herbal industry who were producing nothing and were selling you hay in a capsule. They were selling you sand in a capsule. No one knew what it was. And then herbal companies came along and they started to do the equivalent of pharmaceutical grade herbs and became rigorous and safe. It's time for the FDA to take over the cannabis industry. Thank you very much.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
First, I will do what I can do as president all alone. And that means I will make sure that these raids that sweep through our neighborhoods stop. We will not engage in this kind of deportation. It is wrong.
She may as well be representing MS-13, as well as the entire Democrat Party. They're going to stop the deportations of dangerous criminals, rapists, murderers, drug dealers. And they expect we, the people, to vote for them? I'm starting to ask, who is writing these speeches for these stupid politicians on the left? Who are their advisors? Are these children 17, 18 years old on Twitter? Because the average American wants the deportations. The average American wants the buses running south of the border around the clock to get rid of them, to get them off our streets.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, It's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times. And stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in. But you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now, here's a topic that none of the politicians talked about at any of the debates, nor has the President of the United States talked about it. Where does your penicillin come from? Your vitamin C? Your other drugs? Your other over-the-counter products, they come from the United States? Where do your antibiotics, antidepressants, birth control pills, cancer drugs, blood pressure medicines, you think they're made here in the U.S.? You're wrong. They come from China. And there's a big risk right now because we're so dependent on China for medicine, and the government is hiding this from you, that with the throwing of a switch, they could cut off your drugs. Even your vitamin C is not made here anymore. I don't know if you know this. It's an important book called China RX by Rosemary Gibson, who is joining us right now on the Savage Nation. Pay very close attention because neither party will tell you what you're about to hear because all of them are sold out and owned by the lobbyists. Rosemary Gibson, thank you for being with us on the Savage Nation. Great book.
Well, thank you for having me to talk about this very important subject.
You know, when I looked at your book, I was alarmed enough to see that all of our drugs are controlled by them. But with the wide-scale dispensation, or dispensing, of drugs to our military, what if China cut off the antidepressants that are so frequently given out to our sailors and our soldiers? What would happen then?
And what happens if we cut off the antibiotics and the medicines needed for surgery?
Right. And they own it all. They control it all. None of them are made here in the U.S. anymore, Rosemary?
The core ingredients is where China has a chokehold on the global supply.
Boy, are they smart. Just like they cornered the market on the essential elements of our electronics industry, they did so with our drug industry. And it happened literally right under our noses, didn't it?
It really did, but I'll tell you, it took a long time to figure this out. I started working on this in 2014. It took 3 years to figure it out and to tell the story in China RX. And I predicted in the event of a natural disaster or global pandemic, the United States will stand in line behind other countries to try to...
What about if we see... The drug labels are also deceptive, aren't they? Some of them make believe they're... In other words, they're manufactured in the U.S., but the raw ingredients are coming from China is a lot of the truth, right?
Well, it's all over the map. So let's take the medicines needed for caring for people, say if they have real severe coronavirus and they're in the hospital.
Okay.
So let's take those medicines.
Okay.
And if you might be on a ventilator, mechanical ventilator to help you breathe. You might go into shock or have a secondary infection. So I was sitting having dinner with a bunch of people that actually make medicines.
Mm-hmm.
So where do the core chemicals come to make these medicines? I went around the room, each of them, they have 100 years experience doing the work they do, and each of them said 90%, 90%, 90%.
How did we get to this point of letting China take over our prescription drug market, Rosemary Gibson?
Well, first of all, nobody wanted to talk about it. And since China RX came out in April 18, there's just no advocacy for it other than the public that's apoplectic about it and our military because it's been hidden from us. But how it happened was, you know, we went to generic drugs, which have been really a boon for all of us. But then when we opened up free trade with China in 2000 and they joined the World Trade Organization in 2001, I mean, who knew our trade policy would have such an impact? So it became...
But Rosemary, this is true about both parties, right? This is not limited to one party or the other. Both of them are owned by the China lobby, right?
This is across the board. Many mothers and fathers here own this, and it's been hidden, and nobody has been able to talk about it.
So let's say I use a lot of vitamin C powder, which I have for many, many years. I've known for years that it was made in Japan. It never bothered me because the Japanese are very high-quality drug manufacturing. But according to your book, the Chinese are now making most of the powdered vitamin C?
What they make is the ascorbic acid.
Yeah.
The active ingredient.
Of course.
I found it real. There's one small plant in New Jersey making a specialized ascorbic acid, and there's one small plant in Europe, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Because there was a time that we made most of our drugs here in America, correct?
Absolutely. I call it the industrial equivalent of home cooking.
And now, how do we get control back? Look, the book is so important, called China RX, Exposing the Risks of America's Dependence on China for Medicine. In some ways, this is not 100% new to me. I do have a PhD from UC Berkeley, but I have a previous master's degree in pharmacology. So I've seen this happening over the years, which is why I had Rosemary Gibson on the show today. I want America to wake up. Can we do anything about this?
Well, sure we can. The first thing we need to do is to bring some of our manufacturing back to the United States for those essential medicines. We don't have to make all of them here.
Mm-hmm.
We need, you know, basic self-sufficiency. We have a thing called the Strategic National Stockpile that's there for emergencies.
Okay.
It's, you know, like Hurricane Sandy or something like that. And 85% of that, what's in there, depends on China.
Good God.
Good thing. So
you have a chapter called The Vitamin C and Penicillin Cartels. They even control our penicillin raw ingredients?
Absolutely. Yes, this is how China does it. It's not just because China's cheaper. Chinese companies form cartels. They fix the prices. They sell them really cheap, below market, and they drive everybody out.
God.
And when they got global dominant market share, then they raised the price.
And that's what they did to our electronics industry originally in Japan. They dumped cars. They killed our car manufacturers. Then they did the TVs and the electronics, dumping again. Now China's doing it with medicine, with antibiotics, chemotherapies, antidepressants, HIV/AIDS drugs, medicines for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, birth control, all made in China, sold in the U.S., and we all think they're made in the U.S.?
Well, there's no real country of origin labeling. It's all obfuscation.
Now, that's the beginning of the solution, I think, which is a country of origin labeling. Don't you think that would help?
That would help, but you know, I think the house is burning down, and so we've got to put out the fire. So if I had to put political energy into something, it's let's bring some of that manufacturing back here. We have tremendous technology to be able to make medicines here that's much cheaper, smaller environmental footprint, at lower cost. We have brilliant minds here. We've got to invest in them. And plus, once we do it, we just can't put it on the open market. We have to have long-term contracts, say, with California public sector employees, or you know, the DOD, Department of Defense, or the VA, or the Strategic National Stockpile. Otherwise, China will come in and undercut. So we have to treat it as a national security asset.
I agree. Now, I have another issue here, which is generic drugs. I've always tried to avoid generic drugs my entire life because my former professor was the director of research at one of the major American pharmaceutical firms, and he told me generics are generally garbage. And now, according to your book, I'm finding out that most of the generics are made in China and India, and they are garbage. Is that true or false?
Well, here's the fact is that 9% of our generic drugs now, finished drugs, the pills we take, are made in China. 25% come from India. But India, its generic industry would collapse without Chinese core ingredients. So all roads lead to China. Back in the day, there were what was called authorized generics. So the company that made the brand name product,
right,
that went generic, you have that, quote, authorized generic that was made by that company, same formulation.
Okay.
Which one is better? Well, what I like is a new startup company up in New Haven, and they're an online pharmacy, and they test every product before they sell it. They test batches of each product.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want
to... In your book...
We have to test.
I'm sorry. We're speaking about China RX, the risks of America's dependence on China for medicine, with the author, Rosemary Gibson. In your book, where you ask, are drugs from China safe? You quoted a longtime industry employee, Cheryl Neath, who said, and I'm quoting, I have stopped taking vitamins because the components are mostly Chinese-made, even if the tablets or capsules are made in the United States, and there's minimal oversight of supplements like vitamins. That's still true, correct?
That's true, and that's from somebody who worked in the industry for more than 30 years.
So we're literally ingesting. It's like a Russian roulette. We don't know what we're putting in our bodies anymore.
Well, look what happened with the blood pressure medicine that had carcinogens in them. Millions of people around the world got it. They were recalled, the longest recall, I think, in FDA history. And
is the FDA not doing its job? Are they involved with the problem?
The FDA is part of the problem, but the industry has allowed this to happen. And to me, it's like FAA and Boeing.
You have another chapter here, contaminated toothpaste in U.S. hospitals and hotels. What's that about?
That was a number of years ago where there was antifreeze put in products because it was a cheaper ingredient.
Oh, they put a little diethylene glycol in the toothpaste. Very nice.
Just like, remember the pet food, thousands of Americans, they lost their beloved dogs and cats because of pet food that was contaminated with an industrial chemical.
Wow.
And
you know, I can see why there's such a movement in this country of people going back to the earth, of growing their own foods, growing their own herbs, and going off all medicines and vitamins altogether. It's a shocker to read this book.
Well,
have you shaken up the FDA with this book? Are they coming awake, Rosemary, at all? Are they coming around to you?
I will say that in a year and a half that this book has been out, I've had the privilege of briefing senior-level government officials and testifying on Capitol Hill, and people are shocked. And the sad part is that they are shocked that people did not know, or those that did know did nothing to act on it.
It's a huge topic that's requiring a Senate hearing, but they're too busy impeaching the president in Congress rather than protecting the American people. This is an example of an over-politicized nation. Instead of doing the people's work and protecting the people, they're attacking the other party, both sides, in order for personal gain. Don't you think we should have congressional hearings on this?
Well, there have been hearings, but we've got to get people to act. You know, I look at who are the big purchasers of medicines. They're the hospitals, you know?
Yeah.
And I've done grand rounds at hospitals, and I ask the question, so why do you contract with suppliers that supply you with substandard medicines that are in persistent shortage? Why do you do
And the answer? Do they have an answer?
I'm still waiting.
You're still waiting for the answer. Well, this is a very alarming topic, but it's right up my alley. Because I have used vitamins myself for 40 years. I used to be a consultant to the vitamin industry, and I knew about good manufacturing practices, and I knew about shysters on Long Island who were pumping out pills in garages to make their fortunes. And I was trying to alert America to that, and I knew that there were good manufacturers of herbs. I knew there were shysters knocking out pills in Salt Lake City in their toilets, in their garbage, making really junk until eventually the industry cleaned itself up. Is this ever going to clean up? Are we ever going to clean the pharmaceutical industry up, do you think, in our lifetime?
Well, I've been putting this out as a national security issue.
It is.
Poor quality medicines is not going to get people in Washington out of their chairs, but a national security threat will.
You're right.
So that's what I've been going with and regret.
You have a chapter, these drugs can reach anyone, including the president. That's very interesting, isn't it?
That's right. Well, the medicines we're talking about are used by members of Congress, occupants of the White House, and all their staffs, and the military. Mm. There was a retired military guy who testified at a hearing. He was testifying as a commissioner in the U.S.-China Commission. And he said, I got contaminated blood pressure medicine. It was made in India. The ingredient came from China. And the ingredient had rocket fuel in it.
No, there you go. They had to get rid of it somehow. It's an alarming story and a worthwhile book. And the book is called China Rx by Rosemary Gibson, Exposing the Risks of America's Dependence on China for Medicine. Rosemary, boy, you are an investigative reporter of the best kind, if you want to call yourself that. Whatever you call yourself, you're doing You're doing great work here. It's a shame that both parties are so corrupt that we're unlikely to see any changes in the very near future. Thank you so much, Rosemary, for being with us.
I want your listeners to know that we donate proceeds to good causes. No one paid me to do this book. Someone said people would pay you not to write it. Wow. So I hope people will go out and buy it. It's on Amazon. Share it with your family, your friends, your members of Congress, your doctors, your pharmacists. People need to know this and call up your elected officials and say, we need to bring our medicine making back home. We don't want medicines made in China.
Good job. Good job, Rosemary Gibson. Thank you for being on the Savage Nation. Look, I just want to tie a little knot around this, if I can, before we leave this subject. Can you imagine a national health emergency where we needed penicillin and there was none, or China cut us off? Can you imagine? Now, I want you to understand why this is happening and how it happened. Take a look at Adam Schiff. Take a look at those on the Senate Intelligence Committee, on the House Intelligence Committee, and take a look at what they've done for the last number of years. Have they once talked about this? No. They've spent all of their time attacking Donald Trump. If you want to know what negligence is, look no further than the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Intelligence Committees, and you'll understand why this country is sinking into the muck. And it's not because of Donald Trump.
Home of borders, language, culture, the Savage Nation.
And we're almost out of time because it's been a busy week. And, you know, my shows are very dense with material, real ideas, real facts, real study. And what can I say? Go to michaelsavage.com. Go to me at Twitter, you know, at @ASavageNation. If you missed any of this show today, it'll be on my podcast later. Do you know that we had 14 million downloads last year? This show, which has zero promotion. I'm the least mentioned and most listened to in the media, Michael Savage. They copy me. They listen to me. They know what I'm talking about. Then they make believe I don't exist the way they used to do in the Soviet Union. But I'm used to it. I've had it for 26 years, so you get used to certain things. Thanks for listening. Never forget how crazy the left has become. Crazier than Bernie is now Gavin Newsom.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.